Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi everyone, we're here with Jim Hickey from episode 4 of The Good, The Dad and The Ugly. And you'll remember he's an extraordinaire of TV and film production. And we've got him here to ask him the big question. Which is, at what age is it acceptable to allow your kids to use social media? Jim, your kids are sort of coming to that sort of age where they are probably quite interested in social media. So this is quite relevant to you.
Yeah, I think the simple answer, the straight answer from me is 21.
Good answer.
Seems about right. Well, we can end it there. Thank you and goodbye.
No. Yeah, you say they're getting to the age where they're interested. They're like already, well, at least the 11-year-old is all over it already.
And what on what platform, like what does he use specifically? What's his kind of...
He likes Instagram. Yeah. So he likes Instagram, I think a bit of Snapchat. And then there are always a few that are coming and going and bubbling under. There was one where you could sing that was big for a little bit. But I think Instagram is the one that's lasted. I don't think he's signed up to Twitter yet.
Or Facebook?
No, I don't think Facebook. I think that one would probably scare me a bit.
I think kids think that Facebook is for old people.
Yeah, it's probably quite that, yeah.
It's like MySpace.
Yeah.
I'd let my kids go on MySpace. Like, sure, do what you want. Look up old Lily Allen tracks, that's fine. Go for it. But yeah, I guess there's others that are a bit like, especially if you don't know what they are, like you're saying, the ones that are bubbling under and things like that, that you kind of like aren't fully aware of what they are. And
that must be quite unsettling to think of these all these different things that you're not really aware of.
Yeah, I guess he's still 11, so basically he's still not he's not, as far as I know, trying to hide too much. And I don't think he's doing anything illegal yet. So, you know.
Yeah.
So, and in fact, he's kind of happy for me to sort of follow him on Insta because he just wants the kind of like followers. So I think that's probably going to shift in the next few years.
How many followers does he have, Adam?
I mean, I think he must have like a couple of hundred.
What? He's probably got more than I do.
Yeah, that's more
than me, he's got a friend with a YouTube account. Big up BCB Gamer. he's got a friend with a YouTube account who's basically he's got his own green screen and everything. And, you know, he puts out these little videos and...
Of what? Like playing games?
I think so. He's gaming or... Yeah, I think so.
There's a lot of money to be made in that now, though.
Yeah, I think that's it. I think.
So using it for that purpose as opposed to... Because there's a lot of, like, you know, kids that age who are becoming sort of minor celebrities on YouTube and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, I mean, is that okay to let them be on that because they're using it in that way? Or is it, you know... What age do you...
I think if it... Like his mate, I can see how driven he is, right, at running his YouTube channel. And that's given him a real creative focus.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's probably not old enough to have a YouTube channel, right? He's like 11 years old, 12 years old. But from what I can see, it's given him a real creative focus. The kid's got a green screen, goddammit. And I think that's amazing. So I don't know if YouTube is classed as social media, but it's a platform.
I mean, it sort of is, but all these things are kind of merging together a little bit, aren't
they?
Yeah,
but it's enabling to create content. I think Instagram on the whole is, you know, people taking pictures or whatever and video content and stuff. So
do your kids have like iPhones or iPads or whatever in order to facilitate?
Yeah, Oscar's got his own iPhone. The girls are 9, so no, they've got little kind of, they've got phones, but you know, that's all good. They did ask me if they could have a YouTube account the other day because they wanted to upload one of the songs they'd written or something.
And what did you say to that?
No.
Is that because the song was shit? Or
okay, yeah. To go it's back, like, work on it, yeah. Get a better chorus.
The middle eight needs a bit of yeah. A bit of attention there. Yeah.
No, I mean, you know, that's just wrong, isn't it, really? Mm. Like, I mean, I'm happy
but
to...
But what
like,
is it about that? Because this is the important thing, isn't it? Because whatever it is that makes it feel wrong will probably lead to an answer about this question, like what is the appropriate age?
Yeah, I mean... I guess, you know, do you want something to put out there that everyone can kind of see?
Yeah, I guess.
It's out of your control, you know.
Yeah, I guess with Twitter, it's just kind of, I guess it can be words and I guess it can be video on Twitter. I mean, Twitter's a difficult one as well, isn't it? Because it's kind of, there's a lot of people on there and it's kind of almost unfiltered as well. So you kind of, it's a bit of a, you know, I can see how parents would probably be a bit wary of Twitter. Even I don't like Twitter. I find it, you know, a negative place. But
you've been real up and down on Twitter at the moment.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about Twitter. I have a really love-hate relationship with it. But with Instagram, I think... Well, I find it weird. My cousin's youngest girl, so she's 13 now, but this was a couple of years ago. So, yeah, about 11 years old, started following me on Instagram.
Right.
And I had to block her because I just found it a bit... I don't know. I was putting stuff up on there that, not like, you know, I was putting stuff on there which was just like, I'd be swearing on it and whatever, like, and my, what I was writing and just being a bit of a dick. And I just kind of thought that was, I don't know. I felt like an 11-year-old on Instagram was probably a bit too young to kind of be getting my humour, I guess. A very niche humour.
Well, I mean, I don't get your humour, yeah, and exactly. I'm 35.
Yeah, yeah.
I think there's one instance where I've got I think he posted something, and this is the thing, it's sort of about responsibility, right? Are they old enough to kind of know what they're putting on and what the implications of that are, the consequences? And he went on to his, he found that his old headmaster at primary school, headmistress, sorry, had an Instagram account. And so he kind of, you know, he started following her, and then basically there were some family pictures from a wedding or something like that, and of her and her husband, and he just went on and he posted cringe underneath.
Oh my God.
Brilliant.
So then I get, you know, I get a call about it, obviously saying, look, you know, I know Oscar's not at the school anymore, but he's kind of gone onto my, you know, Instagram account and posted right. that. And I'm kind of like, right, yeah, okay, it's not on. And
so what did you say? What did you say to him?
Like, I just said, look, you know, you can't do that shit. You know, you're going to get it closed down, or I'm going to close down. I'm just going to stop you from using it. If you can't, you've got to use it responsibly. And that goes like, I suppose it's just all part of an education in it, isn't it? And I'm probably not the sort to kind of lecture up front about it. It's kind of a question, right? We'll just kind of, you know, make your own mistakes, as long as those aren't absolutely, you know, and those mistakes, you know, could be really, really bad with what's out there. You know, there are people wanting to exploit, and there are, you know, I've made programs about things like revenge porn, and it's horrible. Mm. And it's, you know, it's prevalent, but there are laws that have come in. I made a documentary about it, and all that stuff actually was a real education for me to sort of just go, right, well, how am I going to handle this?
Yeah.
And at some point, there's going to be something that's he's discovered himself that we're, you know, right, okay, now we're going to have that conversation. But I suppose, is that when do you preempt it?
Yeah. You've like raised a good point there, because I think some people's... Because I'm a bit sceptical about... So I use Twitter quite a lot. I've got a Facebook account, and I do go on occasionally to sort of see the latest stuff. But generally, I am sceptical of social media. I feel like I'm being a bit manipulated, I suppose. And so my instinct is to say I don't really want to kind of document my child's life or for them to do it to themselves on social media. But then the point I think that, well, one of the points that I just got from what you were saying is that and I think it's a really good one, is that if you don't sort of handle it in the right way, that's when you risk your sort of child kind of going off and like being on social media without any kind of like input from you, and without the ability to kind of educate them on the things that are kind of safe or not. And on top of that, I think there are some parents that might think, I need to monitor every kind of aspect of what you're doing. And I think, again, that's kind of like going to lead potentially to kids just going out and seeking out like whatever, you know, the stuff that their parents can't see, which again is a bit risky.
Sniffing glue.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really difficult. And I guess there's no, you know, we just don't know whether there's a right way or a wrong way of doing it. And you've got to think, right, well, how well do I know, like, my kid? How much influence do I think I have, or how much notice does he take of me? And I suppose if you've got a relatively decent relationship with them and you're quite close to them, then, you know, they'll come to you with a few questions and you can kind of slowly lay out what your pearls of wisdom. But it's tough because it's kind of like they're doing stuff that there are things that are out there like Snapchat I've got no real idea about.
Yeah.
But I was working with Joey Essex and he's a big Snapchat guy and we were in America. And, you know, I was trying to basically talk to him about what we were doing and slightly losing the plot with him. And he was just Snapchatting the whole thing. And all of a sudden, there's like 60,000 people. And it was, and I didn't even know. I haven't got Snapchat. But apparently, like 60,000 people were watching me having a bit of a fit at him. You know? And he was finding it hilarious, as I'm sure everybody else was. But it went over my head.
Yeah. But and I think also what it does is, if we take another argument to say that not just what's out there as well and what could be influencing them, but they're kind of... You know, they're at an age where they're learning social, behavioral techniques. And if they're constantly just on Twitter or on, you know, Facebook, Instagram, whatever, and they're heading the phone,
yeah.
I see that as another negative. And I see that as a thing of, go out and ride your bike, go and play football. Like, they talk about teenagers now don't go to the pub anymore. They just sit in their home on WhatsApp chatting to each other. Whereas, you know, when I was 18, I sound like an old man, but when I was 18, we used to go pub and talk then. And that's the way it's going. So I think if I was, you know, father 11 or not, I'd be saying but I guess everyone does it. So how does he, then if he doesn't do that and all his friends are doing it, then he loses out on that. So I guess it's quite difficult.
Yeah. Just trying to get them to make what you think are the good decisions or the right decisions. It is really, really difficult because there are WhatsApp groups around, you know, their school friends, their old school friends, the mates in the football club. And, you don't want to stop them having those conversations. You want to basically make sure those conversations aren't inappropriate or there isn't like a load of bullying going on or they're not talking about stuff that's inappropriate. So the communication is there.
But would you get involved in the WhatsApp groups yourself? Like, would you ask to be on them?
No.
No.
I wouldn't, no.
So how do you monitor it? It's difficult.
Yeah, it's difficult.
You become a friend. You like make up a friend. You get in there, and then you under the guise of
that, you see, that is the start of like sort of grooming,
grooming, Jamie.
Well, no, I'm talking about monitoring your child here. Very different. Okay, so what about like putting photos of your kids before they have sort of like putting photos of your kids when they're young and, you know, and to kind of like show them off, I guess, on Facebook. And Seth, you were saying before that you found it, you don't have their permission to a certain extent when they're that young.
Yeah.
So is it cool?
Yeah. I mean, maybe it's a bit of a silly point.
Do you blur pictures out? So it's like, here we are with our lovely daughter and her face is blurred out.
No, I don't do that. I have put a couple of pictures on social media of her. And it's actually, I do have that opinion slightly, but I think it's actually more me just like not wanting to put photos of any kind on Facebook anymore. Because I don't know what do they do with those photos?
Yeah,
it's true. So, I don't think this was anything to do with Facebook necessarily. I mean, it's sort of indirectly to do with Facebook. But I remember this story from a few years ago. I don't know if you saw this. It was a family in America that put some family photo on Facebook. And they went on holiday to the Czech Republic and they were walking down some street and they saw this billboard and it was their family in a billboard advertising what? Something. Someone had used the picture that they found on Facebook of this family as the perfect sort of family photo and used it in an advert. And they only discovered when they went to the Czech Republic.
God, that happens to me all the time with those muscle building powers. I'm constantly seeing myself. But they just changed their face. It's really weird how they've done that.
Yeah.
But so I guess, going back to your point, I guess it is that you're putting those photos out there and you don't know who's getting a hold of them and what license you then... Do you still own that photo?
Exactly. Do you still own it and stuff like that? So I'm a little bit... But then, on top of that, there's a thing about, you know, I'm sure they wouldn't care. Like, by the time Eliza's basically old enough to realise about social media, like, it will probably be so intrinsically linked to, like, people's lives that it, it won't be a thing. But I still
Or Facebook just won't really be a thing anymore and it won't exist and people have moved on to something else.
There'll be something else,
yeah. Yeah, but you might not put your photos on it.
Well, then at that point, Facebook will be like, no one will even go on it.
Yeah.
Like, it'll be like MySpace.
Yeah. Yeah. Just as a final point, what about people who put, like, create accounts for their new babies?
Oh, then... fucking hell. That is weird, isn't it?
I think it's
some
weird.
People, that is fucking weird.
Well, we're not saying it's weird. We're just saying...
Sorry. Yeah. That's bizarre. No, that is strange, though, isn't it? I mean, that's not... Why? What motivates someone to do that?
Well, because then when it... No, I don't actually have... I'm trying to play devil's advocate, and I can't.
Is it like cuter that it's come from the baby, that you can't form an opinion of negativity, that it's like, oh, I can't hate that cute picture because it's, you know...
It is cute. I'll give it that. Like, I can see how... That does, yeah. I think it's cute, like... You could have this account and it's just like, oh, I had my first trip out of my buggy today wearing my sunnies or something and a picture of the baby. That's quite cute, but it's still fucking weird though.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're less likely to give a kind of humorous, sarcastic response if it's like the account is owned by like a 9-month-old or something. So
yeah, whereas
you're not gonna write you look a wanker, are you?
Yeah, that's true. Whereas if it's like the parents just posting it, you're perfectly happy to say
Your kid looks like a wanker. Yeah.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.